Laurie Kane joins us now, four-time LPGA Tour winner, 11-time professional winner on what an amazing performance for Brooke Henderson yesterday. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, guys.
I wonder what, I mean, it's something that you chased for a long time. What's it like to watch one of our young players like that? Like, I'm emotional, and I got emotional. I never, obviously, played the game at your level. Watching someone else do that, what was that like yesterday?
Oh, pretty much in awe. Her mental strength and just the way she plays the game is something to be admired. I mean, she's what, all of 5 foot, and she slings it like she's 6 foot. So, no, I'm very proud of her, and we all should be.
When she's able to reference you and other golfers, and of course you played in this tournament Thursday and Friday, when she's able to reference you and other golfers as sort of paving the way, that must be so unbelievably meaningful. Like, it's, I know, you know, until you actually physically stop playing golf, everyone says, it's tough. You're in the moment. You're still looking to be good and be great. But that's got to be so meaningful to someone like you.
No, it is. And you know, our past champion in 1973, Jocelyn Bourassa, I don't want to forget JoJo and all of this because, you know, she really did set women's golf in the right direction by winning. Yes, of course, it was under a different name for quite some time and a major after that. But what Brooke has done yesterday is just to continue to show that right now we're in a really good place. And the work that she's done, you know, her dad's our coach, but we also know that she was part of Team Canada for quite some time, and the programs are working, and it is because of the support that we get for those programs from corporate sponsors like Canadian Pacific and RBC. So, you know, both she and I are brand ambassadors for CP. For her to win the way she did over this, especially yesterday's round. I mean, having the lead going into Sunday and then just, you know, being fearless right to the end was pretty impressive.
Now, you won four times on the tour, so you would know this. What kind of things creep into your mind on the final day when you're winning that you have to chase as you're marching along?
Well, you know, I came close to winning our national championship in which was the last Des Maurier Classic in 2000. And I had just come off a win in St. Louis, and we were all thinking that, you know, women's golf was going to be in dire straits. So I ran out of gas. Your mind, and this is where Brooke is extremely above us. I hate to keep using the example to hockey, but as Canadians, I think we understand the importance of a goaltender. And I said to her on Saturday, I said, show me your goalie eyes. And she did that yesterday. She was really unflappable. And the conditions weren't great. I mean, it was very, very cold. We had to move up the tee times because of weather coming in. And she handled it like a true champion.
Laurie Kane joining us on Brady and Price, 8:38 after Brooke Henderson's exceptional win yesterday at the tournament in Regina. Do you look and think, we were talking earlier about this and the influx of not just the great female golfers from the Far East, but the game has changed so much. Like, Sayuri Pack got on people's radar around 99, 2000. You'd already become a tour vet by that point in time. But it was mostly, when you were growing up and when we were growing up, it was mostly the LPGA was mostly, there was the odd Jan Stevenson, but mostly a North American tour. It's truly a global game now. To me, that just makes it obvious. It's harder to win. It's harder to win more consistently than it must have been in the 80s and early 90s, before Annika and Sayuri Pack, I should say, both got good.
100%. You know, we were, if I go back, my first full season on tour was 97. And then Sayuri won her U.S. Open in, what, 98?
Mm-hmm.
Annika and Kari Webb, so, you know, foreign players. But we had a huge contingent of American players, which we don't currently have right now at the top of the board. So we are a world tour. And I think you can go down to 70 or 80 players that could win any given week. That's how deep we are. And that wasn't the case when I first came on tour. I would have said maybe, you know, we're maybe 30 deep, 40 deep, that could win at any time. So what she's doing, you know, she's got 7 wins under her belt now, early career. She's 20 years old. I mean, goodness, I can only think that, well, I know there's going to be a lot more wins. I said in June that she would hoist this trophy at some point. I wasn't quite sure that it was going to happen this quick, but the golf course set up very well for Brooke. Length was really good, and she had a hot putter this week.
I just wonder, do you feel that that women golfers, like globally or even in this country, especially in this country, now that she is marching on history, don't get the respect? Like winning a tournament for the women does not get the respect that the men get.
Well, you know, we had we started the week off in Regina with a women's summit. And the idea was to just, you know, come together and try to elevate one another. Because let's face it, if we don't do it ourselves, nobody's going to do it for us. And I think there's a time that, we need a little more respect. But I also think it's there. I just think, I said this, I said, as women, in order for us to be a little more, to get a little more respect, maybe we need to watch women's sports as women. And we need to encourage one another. And as I use the term, lift and climb. So as we're climbing, we got to bring someone with us. I think there's more respect out there than maybe we get to see in the media. I know that I've been watching Twitter in the last 24 hours, and the best male players we have in the game, Mike Weir, Graeme Dillette, all of that crew are behind Brooke's win 100%.
Yeah. Lori, what a great pleasure having you on this morning. Thanks for all you've done for women's golf and this weekend. I know that was something special why you were front and center there. It was Brooke's weekend, but you were a big part of it too and a big part of her influence. Thanks for doing this for us.
Awesome, guys. Thanks very much.